are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, as we start a brand new month. Hopefully, high hopes for this month. All right, you guys kind of all hung over from candy from Halloween. Honestly, I had to stop after a couple candy bars. And it wasn't that I really wanted to eat the candy, just I needed the energy to get through the whole trick-or-treating thing, right, because the kids were just making me carry all their crap like I predicted. But it was good. It was really good trick-or-treating. It was good. The weather where I live was nice. Just had to wear a light jacket. I know some of you guys got hit by a pretty bad storm. But the storm isn't over, not for Washington. Looks like only 6 people enrolled in Obamacare on its first day. Only 6 people. Now, most of you would say, Dahlia, no big deal. Webcare or the website has some issues. I will tell you how many enrollees they need at minimum to make this work. We'll talk about that. It's pretty frightening. It also looks like Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's doctor, is suing the state of Texas to get his medical license reinstated. It's one thing to ask to get your medical license reinstated, but to sue for that. So we'll talk about that. Then, deaths from prostate cancer have fallen by 20% in the last 20 years because we are just rocking it. We are doing a damn good job. Remember, we got daylight savings time this weekend. Got to set the clocks back. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, now, you know how we talk about Washington threw Obamacare together because they really wanted public option, but Obamacare was kind of destined to fail. Let's just put that aside for now. I think we all know that. All right, but what actually has to happen over the next few months? I'm being told that the 6 people who have signed up, okay, and then only 248 people signed up after a couple days of operation is such a blow to the healthcare system that we could have a huge collapse with this if we don't have, get this, 38,500 enrollees a day from the October start through March. Now, this is being reported by Mail Online. I'm watching reports all over with this. I didn't believe the number 6. I was watching Fox News. They said only 6 people enrolled day one. But this is pretty scary stuff. Okay, by the end of the second day, we had 248 people nationwide. I know some of you are saying, well, that's more people than listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, but okay, the Dr. Dahlia Show doesn't, you know, control health care. Obamacare does. So I'd rather more people sign up for Obamacare than listen to my show. All right. They said by the end of the day, a total of 248 people nationwide had bought insurance policies through the online portal. But we need 38,500 new paid enrollees every day from October to March. That's pretty scary stuff. Only 6 people day one. Now, the Obama administration said thousands of people have signed up. There were 4.7 million visitors, unique ones, meaning not people going on multiple times. I went on the website maybe 10 times, so they can't count that. They're going to only count that once. But just because I went on the website doesn't mean I was able to purchase insurance. Do I need health insurance? Yeah, I do. Sounds like my plan's getting canceled because it doesn't have maternity. I don't need maternity. Do I sound like I'm you know, at the age where I could get pregnant or want to get pregnant? I mean, I am. I'm in my 40s. I could technically get pregnant, but I didn't buy a plan that had maternity. So I lose my plan. That blows. That really blows. All right. So apparently Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina, Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas City, CareSource, et cetera. We have some people who signed up for these guys. Healthcare Service Corporation. So some of the Blue Crosses, I have to admit, when I was looking at these websites, there was a very big tendency towards Blue Cross. And if I was going to pick a plan, it looked like I would have had to probably pick the Blue Cross plan. And thank God for Blue Cross, somebody, you know, being able to step up to the plate. The problem is the plan was $700 a month with the $6,500 deductible. I don't want to trade my plan for that, but I have no choice. I'm losing my plan. So, you know, we're being dealt a lot of baloney by the government being saying that thousands of people have signed up. But what do? They say the government needs 38,500 new paid enrollees each day just to keep the, I guess, this staying above water. Alaska, I think, has seven people. Alaska at the time had only seven people. By October 18th, Oregon conceded it had nobody. Now, remember, there's probably a few more people that have signed up since then. But this is kind of nerve-wracking, okay? And now, again, those of you thinking, okay, well, Dahlia, this is what we need. We need Obamacare to fail. Not entirely, okay? Because remember, when anything fails in Washington, you and I feel it, okay? I don't need any more recession. I don't need any more depression. I don't need that. I need this economy booming, all right? And not just getting better. I need this economy booming because most of us have completely exhausted our savings and any retirement funds. And remember, we don't have a lot of children. Not a lot of us gave birth to a lot of children to help take care of us. So we have more older people than younger people. This is a very, very scary time. Everybody said the Republicans or the conservatives or the non-Obamacare-loving Democrats were being very dramatic. And no, I think we've been right the whole time, people. We have been correct the whole time. You can't do something like this half-assed. How many times do I have to tell people this? And we know the bill was done half-assed. We have Pelosi saying, guys, just pass it and then we'll read it. Or you got to pass it first and then read it. If our legislatures didn't even read it, like I said, I read word for word the 2,200 pages. I still cannot honestly say under oath that I read the bill because I didn't have the articles and the other legislative documents that the Obamacare referred to, you know, cross-reference. So I can't technically say I read it because it would say, now go to Article 7 and Section whatever. If I didn't have it, I didn't read it. Sorry, guys. All right. Man, what a mess. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, this was interesting. I got this email last week. Rodney writes, Doctor, don't think this is a lame question, but could zombies one day exist? I know you watch The Walking Dead. What do you think about the CDC account of brainstem reactivation? Could that happen and cause somebody to be partially alive? Brainstem reactivation, you know, again, I'm still not as far as a lot of you guys are on The Walking Dead, but the guy from The Truman Show that was the CDC director in that, I don't know who the guy's name. He wasn't a CDC director. I think he was just a doctor that worked for the CDC. But I recognize him from The Truman Show. Yeah, I think he had a test subject, and the person was bit by the zombie, and then the person died, but then the brainstem reactivated. And he had explained that if the brainstem, I guess, had, was reactivated because you didn't have the frontal part of the brain, there was no personality, etc. And so that could, it's interesting. Could we bring somebody back to life by, and have them in that zombie-like state by reactivating their brainstem? No, they wouldn't walk. they wouldn't balance like that, okay? I mean, in order to walk, remember, your brainstem deals with heart rate, it deals with respiration, but in order to walk, you need your cerebrum. You need the front part of the brain to balance. You need your cerebellum. So, no, it's not a lame question, but you can, if somebody's brainstem is still working, they may still have heart functions, lung functions. So, you know, when we talk about people being quote-unquote maybe brain dead, but they're still breathing and they're just lying there, still alive, but they're not moving or talking or, you know, I mean, you can have brainstem action, but nothing else is going to happen. Because you need the other parts of the brain. So, no, that couldn't happen. Now, in The Walking Dead, I guess what they do is they completely destroy the brain in order to not allow them to zombify. If you notice, they're still not getting brainstem. Okay, I mean, I know Walking Dead is not supposed to be medically perfect, but when these guys shoot the head, or shoot an arrow into the skulls, they're still just getting cerebrum. They're still not getting brainstem. And if technically the brainstem reactivated, it's not the most medically sound here or accurate. But I see your question. It's a great question. But no, unfortunately, you need more parts to the brain. Great, great question. All right. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know I've been watching, you know, catching up on The Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead. I haven't really seen any of X Factor. So you guys got to keep me up to date on that one. Remember, guys, we've got to set the clocks back for daylight saving time. We get an extra hour of sleep. Yee-haw! So 2 a.m. Sunday, set the clocks back. I'm just going to do it now because I don't want to forget. Sometimes certain cities will remind you to change your watering schedules because remember, if you're watering, if you are on water restrictions in your city with certain days, certain times, you don't want to get busted for your sprinklers coming on at a certain time. Don't forget to change that. I also recommend putting batteries in your, fire alarms in your house, and don't forget your carbon monoxide, monitors. Make sure you guys are putting those in. Those are pretty important. So, we'll probably talk about the history of daylight savings time. I think it had to do with railroads and not farming, like we think. Kind of interesting. I found something, but we'll talk about that probably tomorrow. All right. So, Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray. He's been out of jail a couple days. We know he wants his medical license, whether it be from California, Nevada, or Texas. But now we're hearing that he is suing. He was released from a California jail on Monday, serving less than 2 years for the involuntary manslaughter, and has accused the Texas Medical Board of prematurely revoking his license. He expresses concern that the revocation of his Texas license could give California reason to take the same action. Said the Texas Medical Board is taking my license, puts me in imminent harm of irreparable injury. You see, would this doctor know this, or was it that, you know, a lawyer told him? See, that, I have to admit, even though I'm not a fan of what a lot of lawyers do, I do have to very objectively say their minds are pretty brilliant for them to think of that. You know, I mean, you could almost sue anybody for anything. California may not want to reinstate or drop Conrad Murray's license, so the Texas Medical Board is the one that gets sued. Yeah, I mean, you got to give them credit for their lateral thinking. All right, and remember, Conrad Murray gave Michael Jackson propofol in his home without proper monitoring. Michael Jackson dies. Conrad Murray in trouble and convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Murray says he has over $400,000 in debt and cannot afford to pay court costs, despite him currently having an attorney. Texas Medical Board spokesman couldn't comment on the litigation. He filed suit on Friday. He had clinics in Houston. He had a clinic in Las Vegas as a cardiologist. His medical license is suspended in California. I think he wants, you know, you almost wonder, I mean, should he maybe go into another line of work? I mean, how many people are going to want to go to him? I mean, for real care. I mean, people may want to see him. People may want to get their picture taken of him. He's pretty famous. But I think it's very, very hard to be in the public eye. I mean, I'm already noticing that even with my national show. It's very, very hard to get medical work done when people look at you as a national figure. And I know I'm not as much of a national figure as Conrad Murray is, and I don't think I want to be a national figure like Conrad Murray. Lord help us. But, he may need to come up with another line of work. Man. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kraft, remember, they were under a lot of fire because of their artificial dyes. So Kraft is going to remove its artificial dyes from 3 macaroni and cheese varieties that come in kid-friendly shapes. And I got to tell you something. I was never into macaroni and cheese until I went to this one fancy restaurant. Actually, no, correct that. I was watching MasterChef. And one of the chefs made a fancy macaroni and cheese. And it wasn't the bright orange like Cheetos are. It was kind of a creamy cheese with a bunch of little other cheese bits and baked and crumbles. And I got to tell you, that sucker looked good. So we were invited to a fancy restaurant. I forgot who, because we really don't have a lot of friends. And I decided to order the side dish of the macaroni and cheese. And remember, I was never a macaroni and cheese eater because I was worried about the fat and the clogging of the arteries, etc. But I got to tell you, whoa, you thought fettuccine Alfredo was good. One of those fancy macaroni and cheeses that are baked with, oh my gosh. But that being said, I don't think we really need bright orange fluorescent colors on our macaroni and cheese. The packaged food company also makes Oscar Mayer and Jell-O, said the new recipes that are going to be more plain colored with original flavor are not a response to the petition that was posted, all right? They just are designed to do new recipes. See, that's the problem. You know, are you going to give credit to the public outcry that happened? A bunch of moms were upset, and I guess it's change.org. There was a whole bunch of, you know, signatures for that. So I guess now more and more people, and, you know, I don't mind them doing it. More and more people are now looking at what is in a lot of the food that we're feeding our kids. I mean, you want to think that what they're eating is completely healthy. And then when there's certain food dyes, et cetera, certain things that don't really seem to jive with our system, you don't want to give that to the kids. I guess PepsiCo is going to remove a controversial ingredient from its Gatorade sport drinks. All right. After, I guess, a Mississippi teenager started a petition. Again, PepsiCo said it wasn't the petition either. I know, it's one of those things where, do you want to look like you're listening to the consumers, or do you not want to give the consumers credit? Because then, you know, any time there's a petition, you're going to feel compelled to change, you know, your action. I mean, again, I'm very proud of freedom of speech, but sometimes I think we do, it could go a little overboard, where the squeakiest wheel is the one that gets the grease. And then what about all the other people that don't get an opportunity to be squeaky who need it? So anyway, all right, so for those of you that are really into the macaroni and cheese, it looks like they're going to change it. If your kids are upset because it's not that orange, tell them they should probably be eating vegetables anyway. If you really want something yellow, get one of those big yellow bell peppers or a squash. If they want something orange, they can eat a carrot. Don't go away. We're going to talk about this teacher who was fired after instructing students to prick their fingers and reuse the needles. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So Germany has now become the first nation to allow birth certificates to say indeterminate gender. So if you give birth to a baby and the doctor can't tell if it's boy or girl, and you don't know, or it has both male and female characteristics, and you don't want to feel rushed to choose a boy or girl to be put on the birth certificate, you could leave it, I believe, blank, or leave it indeterminate. Okay? I guess many people with this condition may actually have surgery, whether to, I guess, enhance the penis or just go remove the penis to just kind of keep a vaginal opening If you're going female, you'll probably have the testicles removed. Sometimes the testicles never descended. And sometimes you could have both body parts. You could be hermaphroditic. There could be ambiguous genitalia. And unfortunately, when the child is born, the birth certificate gets made right away. And parents feel kind of pressured to say boy or girl. Well, sometimes parents, I guess they need some time to think about it. And so what they want to do is they want to allow that time, I guess. According to the county's interior ministry, German passports will also allow people to forgo a male or female designation for a third option. The third option will be X. They aren't sure what how the new policy will affect marriage laws, because right now in Germany, marriage is defined as between a man and a woman. You do have children born with, ambiguous genitalia. And so they said the law in Germany was changed after case studies revealed that many children assigned a gender at birth experience great unhappiness later in life. So I guess you want to see what the child wants to be. And then later, you know, and I'm wondering if many hospitals in America are going to take that on, because you know how you'll have people born and then later they'll have gender identity issues and they'll be born female, completely with female parts or completely with male parts and want to be the other sex. I'm wondering if there's going to be a growing movement for us to just not put sex on the birth certificate at all. That would be kind of interesting. So that nobody's given a sex, male, female. I know some of you are kind of doubting my XX chromosome, but I am. I'm completely female. I'm XX. Just because my voice is low, don't let that elude you. So that would be kind of interesting. I mean, I think it is important for us to identify the actual chromosomes that you have. I think it's important to know XX and XY. I think that's extremely important. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to assign a gender. So maybe they'll do that. This way, I don't know. This is one of those things where you just didn't think was an issue, but I guess it's a big issue. Just like the bathrooms. You know, I was talking to some people last night while trick-or-treating, you know, about, you know, there's bathrooms being changed in the schools, and I guess we have to, so the school system doesn't get sued, we have to have bathrooms for transgender. And, you know, you have male bathrooms, you have female bathrooms. What if, well, somebody had suggested, what if the bathrooms just denote genitalia? So anybody that has, let's say, a penis goes into this bathroom. Anybody that has a vagina goes into this bathroom. As opposed to girls' room and boys' room. I mean, we may have to do that. Now, I understand that a lot of our little signs, right, and the little placards show a male and a female. I guess that have to show body parts. And then you don't have to have the lawsuits that there's no transgender bathroom or people don't have facilities. It's whoever has one body part goes there. Whoever has another body part goes there. Because also think about it. Okay, if you are a boy that's transgender and you want to be a female, you still may be very comfortable with standing when you urinate if you still have a penis. So it's not that you want to be in the girls' room. You're going to want to have a urinal. That's how we may want to do that. Because, again, we don't want to insult anybody. We want to be politically correct. We don't want school systems getting sued, like one, I think, is getting sued in California because they offered the transgender the staff bathroom. Which, by the way, the staff bathroom is cush. Do you guys remember the staff bathrooms when we were going to school? There was hairspray. There were tampons, free tampons, free. I didn't have to try to find a dime. It was so nice. It smelled nice. I love the staff bathroom. When I got to sneak into the staff bathroom, that was nice. Of course, staff person would always yell and scream at you to get out of the staff bathroom. But apparently there was a case in California where that person sued because they didn't want to be in the staff bathroom. They wanted to be able to go into the girls' room. They were a transgender boy. Where that gets to be a concern is, when I'm walking around my kid's school, now mind you, I'm 42 years old. So I'm walking around the kid's school for conference time, and, you know, when my kid was in kindergarten, I had to pee. So I'm in the kindergarten section of the school. I'm going to pee, and yeah, the toilets were small, and they were down to the ground, and they were shorter, but I was still able to use the bathroom. If you have an eighth grader, a boy, who claims he's transgender and is demanding and litigiously threatening to use the female bathrooms, if he's in the younger section of the school, is a 13-year-old boy allowed to use the kindergarten girls' bathroom? And will the school then have to face liability from those parents? So I think this one parent was right. We may just have to say certain body parts. And if you have X type of body part, then you use the urinal or the toilets in this one area. If you have another type of body part and may have obviously a uterus with it, then you use another room. Does that make sense to you all? Makes sense to me. It's just one of those things where you just didn't think we would have to sit there and discuss it and actually legislate for it, but I guess we do. Now, one of you had asked me, this was a really good question, and I wasn't able to find you a concrete number. One of you had asked me a couple months ago, how many homosexuals are actually transgender? All right, because there was a talk of how this transgender issue never used to be, and then all of a sudden it looks like we have so many transgenders. You know, it's an interesting question. I don't think we have the number. Remember, I told you when I was in medical school, I was taught that 1 in 8 men are gay. Women, the results are higher. 1 in 10 heterosexuals had admitted to having a homosexual experience in terms of males. So we know that homosexuality is a lot more common than we think. But all of a sudden, you know, transgender was very, very rare. And then now we're hearing of all these transgender stories. Well, maybe, like my one listener said, maybe there are a lot of people who have been, aligning themselves with the homosexual community, but they feel they're in the wrong body and that they're transgender. Now, transgender has been taking on a bigger role politically because I guess some jails were sued and they had to pay for transgender surgery. Certain states have allowed it. I believe Obamacare policies allow transgender surgery. So there's a chance that we will see a much higher number of people utilizing those services that were just originally considered homosexual. But somebody being homosexual, the true definition is them being having affinity towards same sex. Transgender is somebody who doesn't want to be their current sex and wants to change. There's a big difference. Not all homosexuals are transgender. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
At the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like some passengers have been evacuated from Terminal 3 at LAX. We don't, I think, have a reason yet being reported, but we'll let you know what's going on at LAX in Los Angeles. Okay, looks like today 47 million Americans are being hit by food stamp cuts, I guess, that are starting today. According to USA Today, that averages about 21 meals per month for a family of four. Apparently, this had to do with recent budget talks in Congress. But keep in mind, I think the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, ended up getting a boost a couple years ago. And then I guess that boost got taken away because of spending. They say a family of four who gets $668 a month will now lose about $36 of that. One in seven Americans is on SNAP right now. One is SNAP, I tell you, I know. One in seven Americans. This is administered by the Department of Agriculture and is authorized in a five-year omnibus farm bill covering all agricultural programs. They say the vulnerable populations at the hardest are going to be New York, with 1 million elderly people and those with disabilities feeling the impact. According to the CDC, 2.3 million children in both California and Texas will be affected. They say in California, 4 million residents will be affected. It's going to equate to about 21 individual meals per month. In Ohio, the state's, I guess, charities and food pantries that distributed $227 million in food to needy residents will not be able to make up the $100 million deficit in 2014. I mean, see, this is where I'm kind of confused, okay? With all the money we give, okay? With all the money we give, is anybody overseeing any of the fraud? Are really one in seven Americans that destitute? Okay, and then if that is the case, if one in seven Americans needs government assistance to eat and feed their family, when the hell are we going to vote in an administration that can help improve the economy? I mean, this is shocking. I mean, we have, 10 employees, one in seven? I mean, really? I if you go to work, you could count how many people are probably on food stamps. This makes no sense. This is a lot of people. What is going on here? Now, I guess, five-year farm bills passed by both the House and Senate would cut food stamps, reductions that would come on top of a cut that will go into effect today. From what we understand, though, the House wants to cut $39 billion from the program over the next decade. From what I understand, the Senate wants to cut $4 billion. I mean, I'm kind of shocked. This much money is going into our food crisis that we have here, where we have families not being able to have enough money for food. This makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, if I ran my business like the government is being run, I would have been out of business the first month. This makes no sense. Now, some of you have suggested that we need to de-incentivize not working, that many people can get jobs, they choose not to. Because when you look at all the supplements that they're getting from the government, it's a lot more cush. And, I mean, I don't understand why Tamerlan Tsarnev, one of the Boston bombers, right, was living on welfare for 2 years. I don't know why that happened. He looked pretty muscular, and he looked pretty able-bodied to me. Is anybody looking into the fraud? And again, if you don't have time to look at the fraud, then what you do, it's very simple. Is anybody receiving government assistance needs to volunteer at a government work post. It's that simple. They don't get to sit home on the couch and plan a bombing of the Boston Marathon like Tamerlan Tsarnev did. If you are going to get any subsidies, you need to report to a government post for volunteer work. It could be sit down. It could be phone calls. Now, mind you, if you're disabled, okay, I get that. But one in seven Americans are not disabled. Well, Dr. Dahlia, what about babysitting? Well, then what you do is if there is a government post, then there's a room with the children in there. And then you have babysitting right there with you. I would love to take my kids to work. Then you and the kids go to the government post that has an area for babysitting. A lot of you go to the gym, and there's babysitting in the gym, right? Then maybe some people would say, you want to know what? Never mind, I'll just do my own job, and I'll make more money. But I don't understand that. We're giving out government assistance to able-bodied people, and they're sitting at home. Then when we have to make these cuts, It hurts people that really, really needs this. And we're making a society that really, really needs this type of assistance. We are making a society that is completely dependent. Okay, we're getting reports here that there were shots fired at LAX. They say injured people, according to Fox News, taken from Los Angeles Airport after reports of shots fired. You'd think LAX would have had one of the best securities. LAX, I apologize, we're just kind of getting breaking news now. Here we go. This comes 22 seconds ago from NBC, Channel 4 in LA. KABC is also reporting, but I'm trying to see what we're getting now. I apologize about this. They say Los Angeles police responded to a report of shots fired Friday morning. Details regarding the shooting were not available. Oh, look at that. My volume mixer is up. I'm sorry. Let me shut down my volume mixer. You guys don't need to hear that. Apparently, a traveler told NBC4 she heard gunfire in the Virgin America terminal. The passenger was preparing to board a flight to Mexico aboard Virgin America. LAPD issued a tactical alert. Apparently, they are showing people being escorted even in wheelchairs. All right, we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. Let's move on. Deaths from prostate cancer have fallen by 20% in the last 20 years thanks to better treatments. Bravo, guys. I know Obamacare says don't screen for the prostate. I say to hell with that. There are now 24 deaths per 100,000, which is down from 30 deaths per 100,000. Why? Because drugs, advances in surgery, radiotherapy, and maybe it's because we're screening. Prostate cancer extremely common in men. Not the number one killer, lung cancer is. But prostate cancer extremely common. And we are finding that the reduction has to do with the way we're treating it, the hormones, the hormone blockers, radiation, etc. Even some of the radical surgeries get credit for this, plus the PSA. So when you hear in the news that we do not need to screen for prostate cancer, it's a waste of money, then can you please account for the 20% drop in deaths? Can you please account for that? I think we're doing a damn good job. And I'm pretty excited about that. Keep that up. All right. Oh, boy. Let me see. I know we're coming up to the end of the hour. We're going to be talking about, in the next few shows, Delhi. And decreasing your abdominal girth to try and save your kidneys. Apparently, a lot of deli meats have phosphorus. And phosphorus that's added to these processed foods can screw up the kidneys. Not to mention being overweight can hurt the kidneys. So we're going to have to talk about that. As we get information on the LAX, we'll keep you guys posted. Follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. You guys have an amazing weekend. God bless.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
How time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.